A storm of outrage erupted in mid-August when Prague City Council gave the green light for a camp to be created for the capital's homeless. Human rights groups said it was a throwback to a darker era. Nonprofit groups argued the step would simply not work. This week's Talking Point by Chris Johnstone looks at the arguments stirred up about the homeless camp.
The idea for a camp for the hardcore cases of homelessness has been championed by the Civic Democrat councillor who has taken a lead in dealing with the problem over the last few years, Jiří Janáček. Prague is estimated to have 3,000 to 3,500 homeless people. Municipal shelters and shelters run by charities can cater for most of these, Mr. Janáček says. The problem is a hard core of homeless people who are turned away from centres because they are drunk. He says they congregate in the centre of the city or on trams and in the metro system, bothering citizens and tourists alike. This is how he explained the main reasoning behind the camp.
The main reason is to prevent the homeless who are not in shelters because of their drunken state from going into parks or on the public transport system of the city where they run into children and other citizens. It is to give them an alternative to parks where they risk being frozen at night, so they can go happily to such an establishment. The priority is to get these people out of the parks and away from the transport network and to places where they could be better cared for than the places where they are at the moment.
In the initial uproar over the idea, details of how the system would work in practice were missed out. Here, Mr. Janáček explains some of the bare bones.
First of all, a minibus would go around Prague to the places which we know are the localities where these homeless people barred from going into shelters are. And it would collect these people who are refused entry because of their alcoholism. At the center, there will be a health worker, people giving out daily portions of soup and drinks, and a social worker. I hope we will not need some security agency presence, but if need be, there will be that security presence as well. The homeless will be in tents or single cells depending on the weather. They can simply stay there, and no one will chase them away or expel them.
The idea does appear to contain a degree of coercion, even though Mr. Janáček admits that the homeless cannot be forced out of the city centre into a camp.
We, of course, are trying to make the homeless who roam around the centre and do not want to be reintegrated to understand over time that they will be better off there. We will step up the number of checks. The checks are aimed at making sure the homeless do not make a nuisance of themselves. Of course, within the framework of the existing law, we cannot force them to move. But if we visit them 20 times a day, they will come to understand that they would be better off somewhere else.
But that has done nothing to calm attacks from critics. Eduarda Hečková of the charity Dom Agape is one of them.
These drunken homeless have the right to go where they want if they do not create any kind of disturbance. And if they do, then they should be treated like everyone else and detained in a special cell, not be sent off to some collection camp. Here you're making a distinction between ordinary people sent to such cells and the homeless sent to a collection camp.
Even so, she admits that her charity, which provides shelter for the homeless, does not take in those who are drunk. But she says that Prague City Council is completely on the wrong track. If forced into the camp, she says they will just wander back to the city centre, because that's where they can get occasional work, beg and can search bins. She suggests Prague Council should seek inspiration from how to care for the homeless is organised in West European countries. Funnily enough, one of the main Czech charities dealing with the homeless, the Salvation Army, is twinned with its sister organisation in the Netherlands. There, an integrated national plan was decided upon by the central government, main cities, charities and housing organisations following a conference in 2006. The Salvation Army's head of policy, Jeroen Hochteiling, describes what was decided.
A plan of action was put forward out of that conference, and that was an approach which lasted 7 years, from 2006 to 2013, with the ambition that in those 7 years, the estimated 10,000 homeless people in the four big cities of the Netherlands, that they would be provided with all the help, with housing, with an income, and with work. Those four were the main pillars of the approach.
The approach was expensive, but it's already been judged to be a success and extended by 1 year to 2014. The programme sought to get to grips with the problem of even the worst victims of homelessness.
Specific centres and facilities were created for the worst people who had a combination of problems. They were criminals, alcoholics, drug addicts, psychiatric problems. So special centres were created for these people, because now and then they went in and out of prison. They were in and out on the streets and so on.
He admits that there have been rogue elements, like those targeted by Mr. Janáček in Prague, but these are being catered for as well.
There's one category of homeless people which are, we call them desperados. They literally have nothing to lose anymore. They don't care if they are caught by the police and put in jail for another month, because they simply have nothing to lose. And they are not easy to seduce them to accept the proper care, because they have nothing to lose. So that's a very hardcore group, which we still seek new methods to also reach this last group, actually.
The contrast with the situation in Prague, indeed the Czech Republic, is stark. First of all, there is no national program or strategy for dealing with the homeless. That is a point Councillor Janáček regrets, given the fact that many of the capital's homeless are not from the city and fairly not often are not even Czech.
There is nothing about this in the government program. The government has not occupied itself with this issue. It has left the problem to towns and cities. So there is no coordination at all at a national level or even for the capital, which is a pity. I tried to get a law adopted that would put the responsibility for this onto the regions. It is not at all a priority for this government or past governments. That is why we try to deal with it at a regional level.
To be fair to the Prague councillor heading the city's social policy, Prague's homeless policy covers more than just the proposed camp and does seek to encourage the homeless to rejoin society. He protests that the camp is just 5% of the city's homeless policy. In parallel, an integration programme has already been operating for around 3 years. This teaches the homeless to live again and work in society. It includes the incentive of a city council flat, which can be rented for a year, and a voluntary monitoring programme that keeps tabs on the homeless long after they seek to be officially so. Mr. Janáček says around 500 homeless people were successfully reintegrated last year. But the initial budget of 6 million crowns for the camp does not look like being enough to attract or even keep the homeless there, let alone provide them with much support or help. Steve Berg is the Vice President for Programs and Policy at the non-profit National Alliance to End Homelessness in the United States. He says out-of-town camps are an idea that have largely been discredited in the US.
The focus has got to be on housing if it's going to be about solutions. The idea that you're just going to, like, get homeless people to go somewhere else just for the sake of getting them out of the place they want, the part of the city they want to be in, that it's just been proven to not work very well over and over again.
If there is a place for camps or centres, it is only a limited one as part of a bigger solution. And then there are some telling questions to pose about that policy.
The places that are serious about really solving the problem will adopt policies like nobody stays in the shelter for more than 30 days. By 30 days, they have to be out of the shelter and into a stable housing situation. If places are making that kind of commitment, then I'd say that's probably something that's serious about working. If there's no time frame and people are going to be allowed to languish there as long as there's no other place for them to go, then that tells me that they're not as serious about really solving the problems.